This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. Active ingredient, S. Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride and ibuprofen. This leaflet provides important information about using Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief contains the active ingredient pseudoephedrine hydrochloride and ibuprofen. Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride belongs to a group of medicines called sympathomimetic decongestants. It works by reducing congestion in the upper respiratory tract, including the nose, nasal passages and sinuses, and making it easier to breathe. Ibuprofen belongs to a group of medicines called nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief is used for the temporary relief of symptoms of sinus pain congestion occurring as a result of cold and flu, allergic rhinitis, or sinusitis. What should I know before I use Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Warnings. Do not use Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief if you are allergic to pseudoephedrine hydrochloride, or ibuprofen, aspirin, or other NSAIDs, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are younger than 12 years. Have very high blood pressure. Have severe coronary artery disease, heart disease caused by poor blood flow, or narrowing of the blood vessels of the heart. Have taken monoamine oxidase inhibitors, medicines used to treat depression, in the last 14 days. Have asthma that is sensitive to aspirin, or NSAIDs. Have a stomach or duodenal ulcer. Have recently vomited blood or material that looks like coffee grounds. Have recently bled from the back passage, rectum, had black sticky bowel motions, or bloody diarrhea. Have alcohol dependence. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have any other medical conditions. High blood pressure, overactive thyroid gland, diabetes, heart disease and poor blood flow in the blood vessels of the heart, glaucoma, high pressure in the eyes, fluid retention, prostate problems, liver or kidney disease, asthma, gastrointestinal disease, stomach or duodenal ulcer, signs of gastrointestinal bleeding, such as vomiting blood or bleeding from the back passage, rectum. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Small amounts of pseudoephedrine pass into the breast milk. Your pharmacist or doctor will discuss the potential benefits and risks of taking the medicine if you're breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief and affect how it works. These include medicines used to treat depression, especially monoamine oxidase inhibitors and tricyclic antidepressants. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure. Medicines used to treat urinary tract infections and bladder problems. Medicines used to treat behavioral disorders. Phenylephrine, a medicine used to treat congestion. Appetite suppressants. Warfarin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. Lithium, a medicine used to treat mood swings and some types of depression. Medicines used to lower blood pressure. Diuretics. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some types of cancer. Medicines used to treat heart conditions. Medicines such as prednisone, prednisolone and cortisone, which reduce the activity of your immune system. Zidovudine, a medicine used to treat HIV infection. aspirin, salicylates and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, medicines used to treat diabetes. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. How do I use Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? How much to take? The recommended dose of Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief for adults and children over 12 years is 1 to 2 tablets every 4 to 6 hours, as necessary. Follow the instructions provided with the medicine. Do not exceed 6 tablets in 24 hours. Do not exceed the recommended dosage. When to take Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief should be taken every 4 to 6 hours, as necessary. How to take Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Swallow the tablets whole. Do not use for more than a few days at a time, except on medical advice. Follow all directions given to you by your pharmacist or doctor carefully. This may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you forget to take it, and it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, you may take a dose as soon as you remember, if you think you need it. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your pharmacist or doctor for help. If you use too much Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. If you think that you have used too much Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Things you should do. Stop use and talk to your doctor or pharmacist if your symptoms persist, worsen, or if new symptoms occur. Your doctor or pharmacist will assess your condition and decide if you should continue to take the medicine. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief. Things you should not do. Do not take Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief to treat any other complaints unless your pharmacist or doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take more than the recommended dose unless your pharmacist or doctor tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief affects you. Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief may cause dizziness in some people. If this happens, do not drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Keep your medicine in the original pack until it is time to take. Keep your medicine in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Blurred vision. Dry mouth. Oral discomfort, burning sensation, or irritation in the mouth. Nausea. Vomiting. Heartburn. Indigestion. Abdominal pain. Loss of appetite. Diarrhea. Constipation. Difficulty urinating. Drowsiness. Weakness. Fatigue. Dizziness. Difficulty sleeping. Nervousness. Excitability. Restlessness. Fear or anxiety. Headache. High blood pressure. Rapid or irregular heartbeat. Palpitations. Low body temperature. tremor, hallucinations, thirst, tinnitus. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Shock. Urine or fluid retention. Vomiting blood or bleeding from the back passage. Chest pain. Shortness of breath. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Children and people over 65 years, if age, may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is available over the counter without a doctor's prescription. What Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride. Ibuprofen. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Candelilla wax. Crozcam low sodium. Microcrystalline cellulose. Opidri aqueous film coating YS17034 clear UK. Opidri aqueous film coating YS17717 white UK. Sodium lauryl sulfate. Stearic acid. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief looks like. White capsule-shaped tablet. Ostarate 0163. Who distributes Sudafed Sinus Plus Anti-Inflammatory Pain Relief? Johnson. Ann. Johnson Pacific. 45 Jones Street. Ultimo, New South Wales 2007. Australia. Phone. 1-800-02-9979. This leaflet was prepared in May 2, 2, 2.